I'm very happy now to welcome Ben Chavarria. He is with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northern New Mexico. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for inviting me.
So Big Brothers Big Sisters is a national organization, and you are in the local chapter here. You are a big brother.
I am.
What do you do as a big brother?
Well, previously I was a big brother, and now I was the first person to apply for the 100 Days, 100 Men campaign. So I'll be reinstated as a big. So I should be matched hopefully this week.
Now, 100 Men, 100 Days, what's that all about?
Basically, we have a long list of eligible, littles, young men that don't have a big. So basically what we're going to try to do is recruit up to 100 men to be bigs for our littles that are waiting on a list. We have a list that's been, in place for years, and we can't seem to ever fill it. It's hard to find male volunteers that, actually can give their time and that are willing to give their time.
Is it easier to find big sisters?
It is easier to find big sisters. I think it's part to do with the, as a female, there's a lot more nurturing involved in your normal everyday life than as a male. And males, of course, we seem to be like more of a provider. So our job is more of work, but it's changing now, as females are becoming more active in the workplace. Of course, it's going to be a little bit more challenging to find females.
So for, if you have, for example, a child that's waiting who's a boy, do you sometimes pair boys with big sisters?
If I'm not mistaken, a big sister can be a big for a little boy.
But the other way around.
Not the other way around, correct.
And anyway, there's a shortage of big brothers, so you pair them with the boys. What's the advantage of having a male big brother for a male child?
Well, the biggest thing is you want to be a positive role model. And you want to give them some of the traits of being a young man. Being involved in maybe a sport, maybe sporting events or outdoor events. Hiking or fishing or, target shooting or whatever it may be. A lot of our littles don't have a male figure in their life. Or maybe they do, and their male figure can't spend the amount of time that they'd like to with them. And that's where a big will step in.
So do you sometimes also have children, young boys or young men who have a negative father figure or stepfather figure in their lives that you kind of have to counter?
Well, being a big, we're not privileged to any of their personal information. So I don't know exactly what their background is. We'll get a little bit of a background. They do, when they pair us up, when they actually introduce us to our littles, they've already done testing and seen what kind of personality we have, and they try to pair us up with somebody that has the same kind of quality traits.
Oh, that's a nice thing. So how long were you a big brother for?
The first time I was for a year, and then my little decided that he wanted to go on and do things more with his family, which was understandable. But we hear a lot of success stories where people have a little that they end up being friends with for life.
Yeah. I was talking to a woman the other day who actually was recommended that you come on the show, who had a little sister, and she saw her through the whole process of school and college applications, and she graduated from college and has a great job now, and it's huge success stories.
Yeah, and that's very commonplace, especially when you consider that nowadays there's a lot of broken homes, where you have a father figure that's not in the home. And so when you start having a big like myself step in, we're hoping that we'll be a part of that, of our little's lives, indefinitely. And then, of course, the females... Of the females that I know that are bigs, they've lasted a long time, and they create really good friendships. So I'm hoping to get my new little and it be someone that I'm very compatible with, and we could be friends for years to come.
What are some of the problems in this particular community that boys in the Santa Fe area are having?
Well, speaking from my job, and I can't really say what my job is right now, but from my job... I've seen that there's a lot of kids that come from homes where there is drugs or alcohol involved, and it's unfortunate because when kids are brought up in that kind of environment, it seems to bleed over into their personal life. And the positive thing is a lot of the mothers and fathers, you know, that have these children, they actually see that they have this problem, and that's why they, you know, ask for assistance. And I can't speak to what kind of backgrounds any of our kids, you know, have, but, you know, any time that a parent takes an active role in the child's life and actually signs them up for a big is very positive.
When you decide that you're going to be a big brother, what is the commitment, or big sister, what is the commitment that you make?
Well, you got to understand it's a one-year commitment at the very least. And you're going to give anywhere from 6 to 8 hours a month, which is very little, you know. When I decided, I actually sit on the regional development board with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and we were working on the 100 Days, 100 Men campaign, and I thought, you know, if I'm going to be involved in recruiting, then I ought to be, you know, practicing what I preach. So I said, I'm going to apply. Turns out I was the first person to apply for the campaign. And, you know, the process is, you know, even with my background, the process is pretty rigorous. You know, they do an extensive criminal background. They do, you know, a personal background. And it takes a while. It's not a process that, you know, you sign your application today and tomorrow you know who your little is. You know, they're going to make sure that, you know, we're putting them in safe hands and putting them in a safe environment, and that everything checks out on the volunteer.
Once you get a little brother, a little sister, what are the kinds of activities that you see people doing together with the big and littles?
Well, you know, Big Brothers, Big Sisters is very, very active in continuing the match. And what they do is they provide some activities. You know, they have camping outings. And for the most part, for a few months at the beginning, you're not going to have an overnight, you know, but camping, you know, going out to the wilderness or going out to fishing, and they provide some of these programs that we could, or, you know, activities that we could go to. The other thing is they do have nights that, you know, we might get half price or, you know, free movies, and then even when we have for Bowl for Kids' Sake, you know, we could be involved in it. And so they help you out with activities also. Me personally, you know, I really like outdoor activities, so hopefully I'll find a little that's really into doing outdoor activities. And there's, you know, we're lucky, we live in a very accommodating area that we could go outside and do a lot of activities. You know, we have mountains and flat plains within city limits and everything. Yeah. So that's, you know, that's going to be really positive. It'll be nice to have someone to hang out with on my own, you know, on my own free time.
Do you find that most of the people who get Big Brothers and Big Sisters are people who don't have children themselves?
I can't really say that because, you know, it just takes someone that really wants and cares about someone in the community. Because whether you have a kid or not, you know, for you to sign up, that's a commitment. It's a one-year commitment, you know, and you got to understand that no matter what you do with this little, it's going to impact their life, you know, from that day forward. So I can't say that there's more or less individuals that have children.
What were some of your most fun or proud moments when you were a big brother?
The last time that I was a big brother, my little, when he graduated from the fifth grade, you know, I went to his graduation, and it was really nice, you know, and I would see him, even now, I haven't been his big for over 5 years, but when I see him at the mall or if I see him at the store, he always remembers who I am and he'll come up and talk to me. And so that's, you know, that's very positive. And I was lucky last year for the holiday seasons. We were doing a holiday gift basket program with my job. And I actually ran into him. And, you know, it was really nice to see him in the holiday season, you know, and to find out that he was still doing well. And, you know, since then his family's moved on, and he has a father figure that's in his life now, and that's very positive.
Now, if somebody is a big brother and they run into some kind of unforeseen problem that they don't know how to handle, what kind of support do they get from the organization?
The organization has the people that match us, the people that match us are there. If we have, you know, if there's a conflict of maybe the parents or the little, you know, can't get along with the big, then they'll bring them in and they'll go ahead and either try to resolve it. And if they can't resolve it, then they'll match them up with somebody else. So they're always going to be involved in our friendship and our match, because they're, of course, as an organization, they want to make sure that the best interest of the children and the volunteers, you know, is taken into heart.
So 100 men in 100 days, that's what you're looking for. People who have not committed a felony and who've got some time in their life and some room in their heart.
Correct. So, you know, and it's not a big, I really don't think that it's a big undertaking to do this. What they should do is, you know, and they are doing it, especially as a board, we're looking at tapping into our senior citizens. There's a lot of culture and a lot of history and a lot of patience that a lot of our seniors in our community have. And so we've talked about tapping into that resource. And, you know, if we were to tap into that, I think that we'd have, you know, we might even get to the point where we have a waiting list of bigs. And that would be, you know, amazing.
That's problem you want to have.
Yeah, that'd be a positive problem.
Ben Chavarria is with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Santa Fe. And if you want to reach them...
Okay, the phone number for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northern Mexico is 505-983-8360. Or you can walk into the office at 1229 South St. Francis Drive, Suite Number C.
Very nice. Well, Ben, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, ma'am.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz.